Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is the show to empower you with truthful information so you can really make those informed decisions and choices in your life. And there's nothing more important than being able to have the knowledge to allow you to make the very best decisions regarding your health and well-being. So that's what this program is dedicated to, supporting you in the journey of empowerment. If you're listening for the first time, I am so happy to have you here on the show with these great conversations. If you'd like to get the archives of all the shows, then all you have to do is go over to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. Like me there, and it gets posted every week. Or you can just go over to my website, drcherylselman.com, and opt into my site, and it gets sent to you, and lots of other information. And in addition, I have another wonderful podcast I do every week on Progressive Radio Network called The Love Code. So when you opt in, you'll get both of my shows, either on my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, or my website, drcherylselman.com. So hope you will be a part of the growing community. And we have a great conversation today, and I'm so thrilled to invite back to the show Ken Schwartz. We had a huge response to Ken's last interview, and I wanted him to come back because there's so much more to dive into. So we're going to be talking about this amazing molecule called carbon-60 and how it optimizes your mitochondria for health. And if you're not sure what all that means, then you definitely want to stay tuned because this is a really important conversation. So first, let me just say a little bit about Ken. He is the founder and chief science officer of C60 Purple Power, a health and wellness company committed to delivering the highest quality carbon-60 products available. Ken earned a Master of Science degree from the University of Colorado at Denver. And Ken has run several research science laboratories over the course of his career and discovered C60 while developing the MOXIe fusion reactor. During his research, he became aware of the powerful free radical neutralizing properties of C60. He first began using C60 as a radiation protectant while leading a fusion research project. About 8 months after Ken started taking C60, he had a positive experience occur with his health. Ken's personal experience with C60 was so profound that he decided to dedicate himself to the research, study, and manufacturing of C60 Buckminster Fullerene products. And in 2016, Ken founded C60 Purple Power, which offers 99.99% pure sublimated carbon C60, which is never exposed to solvents, delivered in 100% certified organic oils made here in the U.S. of A. So it is my great pleasure to welcome Ken to the show to have this really important, profound, and quite, I would say, mind-blowing conversation of this molecule called C60 and our mitochondria. So, Ken, thank you for returning and sharing such profound information for our listeners today.
Well, glad to be on and glad to be back.
You know, for those that didn't catch our first show, I think it's worth having you just share the healing miracle that you had when you first started taking this molecule called C60, and then we can go into what it really is. But I think your story is so compelling and so profound. It certainly inspired me when I heard what you experienced from taking C60. So let's start there.
Yes, I was working on the metal oxygen fusion project, and I was directing it. But, you know, a lot of people worked on the project. You know, the late doctor this, the late doctor that had worked on similar projects, so I went out looking for like a radiation protectant for my crew and myself, and I discovered this stuff, carbon-60, C60 for short. Its science name is Buckminster Fullerene. And they had done an experiment where they gave one set of rats C60 and the control group didn't get any. Then they hit them with a deadly dose of radiation pretty much all the C60 rats lived, and the ones that didn't pretty much immediately died. So when I heard that, I got a bunch of C60 from a couple of sources for my team and myself. And, you know, we took it during the experiment. We're all still around. And afterwards, about 8 months after taking C60, I kept taking it because, you know, the afternoon blahs went away. And a lot of aches and pains kind of disappeared. I used to race and crash motorcycles, so I had a few of those. And then I went into my eye doctor, and I could run the long story. But the short story is basically my drews, or dry macular degeneration, had disappeared. And my optometrist had never seen that happen before in his practice.
Yeah, that is a healing miracle for sure. That's just so rare to have.
Mm-hmm. I repeated it. Yeah, we actually repeated the experiment because, you know, one thing is a fluke, right? It can happen. But my electrical engineer, Gary Rodriguez, he had developed, he had type 2 diabetes, and so he had developed kind of severe wet macular degeneration. He had like lesions on the inside of his eyeballs, and he was definitely losing his vision. And about a year of taking C60 Purple Power in MCT coconut oil, his wet macular degeneration completely disappeared, completely healed up. And see, at that point, then I knew I was onto something, because, you know, one's just a fluke, twice you're onto something. And since that time, we've had lots of other people with similar stories.
Well, it certainly was the beginning of a new phase of your life. Who knew that you working with these fusion reactors would start a nutritional company?
Yes, it was quite unexpected.
You know, from crashing motorcycles to a nutritional company. Anyway, So why don't we just define what carbon C60 is, or carbon 60, or known as C60 is, because I'm sure there are many people really curious to know about this, but probably have not yet encountered it.
Yeah, carbon 60 is a molecule of 60 carbon atoms, and it's shaped exactly like a little tiny soccer ball. And it's an incredible antioxidant. It's what's called its key thing is, which we'll get into the mitochondria function later, it's called an SOD mimic. And that SOD stands for superoxide dismutase. And that, along with catalase, takes care of superoxide. That's an oxygen with an extra electron. It's the most damaging oxidative radical that the body produces. And carbon 60 also takes care of the hydroxyl ion. It neutralizes it, turns it back to water. And that's the second most damaging oxidative radical that the body produces. And those are really the only two oxidative radicals that the C60 works with. What C60 doesn't do, it doesn't mess with any of the there are certain oxidative radicals that your body uses for signaling molecules, like nitrogen oxide. That dilates your capillaries or shrinks them. Hydrogen peroxide. Your body uses that for a signaling molecule in some chemical situations. And there's some others based around sulfur, iron, and zinc. Well, C60 doesn't interfere with any of the body's signaling molecules, so it has virtually no toxicity at any level.
Which is so important because free radicals have gotten a bad rap in some regards, right? And sometimes we need them. They do play a role. It's when these various free radicals become excessive for various reasons. But we don't want to destroy the signaling that creates this free radical reaction when appropriate.
Yeah, that's why sometimes people that take excessive amounts of antioxidants have problems, like vitamin A or vitamin E, because if you take too much, you can actually interfere with those signaling molecules, and then your body gets dysregulated. But that can't happen with C60 because the two oxidative radicals C60 only deals with aren't used by the body as signaling molecules.
Right. That's so interesting. And just define signaling molecules for those of us that may not know what that means.
Yeah, well, the body produces various little molecules that tell various things what to do. Like, though I mentioned nitrogen oxides. that's actually what dilates your capillaries or shrink it. So like if you need more blood flow to something, the cells will release nitrogen oxide in the bloodstream, and that causes the capillaries to expand. And so more blood flow goes through that particular section of the body. And so, or if there's too much, it can, you know, maybe it's really cold outside, it reduces it and the capillaries shrink. And so it keeps the blood flowing on the inside of the body and keeps the heat up. So that's really important, especially if you're in colder climates. And so that would be an example of a signaling molecule. And there's lots of others that the body makes. They tend to be oxidative radicals because they're chemically powerful, and they kind of usually react with a specific enzyme to make that enzyme change shape and do whatever job it is that it needs to do.
So this carbon-60 molecule, which has relatively recently been discovered, correct? That it's kind of,
yes,
one of the new revelations.
Yeah, it was discovered in 1985, solved an outstanding mystery in astronomy, and then they got a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1996 because it's like a totally unique molecule. It's the first like closed spherical molecule. It's all carbon that was found to exist in nature. And so Harry Croteau, Richard Smalley, and Robert Curl got a Nobel Prize for it. But it was really hard to make. And it wasn't until the early 2000s that they really found methods to make C60, and there was enough available. And then they started to do animal testing. And, of course, they wanted to say, here's a molecule that was discovered in outer space, and they need to test to see if it's toxic. And in the first study, really the Botry study, they found that C60 basically doubled the lifespan of test animals.
We get all these amazing mysteries from outer space. I mean, they actually found this. Was this a molecule that landed on the planet and some asteroid? I mean, what do you mean it came from outer space?
It's made in the atmospheres of giant red stars. Those are stars that burn helium into carbon, and it was floating in the space between the stars, and a molecule was absorbing in the infrared band. It was called diffuse interstellar bands, and what kind of molecule could survive there? And eventually they figured out it was this spherical fullerene molecule. But I mean, you can find C60 in your house. Like you'll find in the burnt wick of a candle, like 0.25% of it is C60. And where lightning strikes a tree, you'll find carbon-60 molecules. And then when meteorites hit the Earth, they leave C60 molecules. You can even find them in the KT boundary, where the big meteorite hit the Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. So the C60 is found in nature and stuff. It's just to get it in high concentrations, that takes a special laboratory techniques. In fact, it's a high purity C60 costs more by weight than gold.
Wow. So it's been here all along on this planet, but they had to do their astronomical research to find it out there.
Yes, and actually, it was interesting that Buckminster Fuller, he actually predicted the existence of the molecule and said it would have health benefits, long before it was discovered. So, which is kind of interesting, and that's why the scientific name of the molecule is called Buckminster Fullery, in honor of Buckminster Fuller, because it's kind of like the geometric geodesic domes he used to make, and he predicted its existence before it was even found.
Right. And people who don't know who he was an amazing, genius and futurist, and had many skills, including predicting the existence of this molecule. So is it a sacred geometry pattern, that sphere?
I think it's a truncated isohedron.
Yeah.
It would be in the sacred the sacred forms or the perfect forms it's a truncated isohedron, isohedron being one of those sacred geometry forms.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, so Well, thanks for that. Obviously, it's something unique that has entered into our world. We become aware of it, been able to manufacture it, even though it's an extremely difficult and complicated process. Brilliant minds have figured it out, and as you said, it costs more than gold, which means it's such a valuable molecule, and the process that it is required is so complicated and expensive. It's something very special we're learning about, and I want us to, in our conversation today, and people want to go to the archives, they can get the previous conversation we had, which was pretty amazing. But we're going to talk about the mitochondria and how it optimizes mitochondrial health. So let's get into that, because I actually have become very aware over the last few years of the importance of really supporting our little energy batteries called mitochondria, these little bacteria that inhabit us that are responsible for generating so much of our existence. People may not be familiar with that term, mitochondria, know what that is in their body. So we can start there, Ken. Let's just give a definition for the mitochondria, and then we can talk about why it's important and why C60 plays such a major role in keeping our little mitochondria happy and functioning.
Well, mitochondria are little symbiotic organelles that live in our cells. And they're kind of, they've been part of eukaryotic cells for billions of years. And they have their own little DNA that they use to self-regulate. But a lot of DNA is now stored in the main nucleus of the cell. And the mitochondria are kind of like the powerhouses of the cell. They make ATP, adenine triphosphate, which is like the energy molecule for like 95% of the cellular metabolism. And they also make certain things like pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for pretty much all the hormones. And they make they also make some precursors for DNA and RNA synthesis. So you kind of need those to have DNA and RNA synthesis. So mitochondria are extremely important in the cells. And they also kind of self-regulate. And one of the things is that the mitochondria are provided, the larger cell provides them the food to run to make ATP and pregnenolone and such, but they also are provided with antioxidants that keep them functioning, like SOD, superoxide dismutase and catalase, which they use to get rid of superoxide. And then they also have like glutathione, gets rid of the hydroxyl ion and sometimes and a few other oxidative species. So as we age, a lot of times these antioxidants go down, and they can't really be supplemented for. And so the mitochondria kind of just have to turn themselves down as well. And so that's one of the main things of aging and why people kind of, slow down as they get older.
And there is so much research going into the role of the mitochondria as being fundamental to our body's ability to heal and, as you said, reverse aging. When we lose the capacity to generate the energy that generates all the functions of our body, then we're going to start seeing things failing and systems getting compromised. So being able to support the mitochondria is so critical for our health and well-being and our capacity to heal.
Yes, and that's the key part of what mitochondria offer people. And the thing is, just there's hundreds of different types of mitochondria disease, but it really all comes down to the processing of the Krebs cycle that makes that ATP and a couple others. Mm-hmm. And it's really just, as we age, we lose SOD and catalase. There's less being provided to the cells, and in some people, that happens a lot more than others, and then you can have various serious diseases. Well, C60 is basically the only thing it's called a SOD mimic, so it's basically the only thing that you could take to replace missing SOD, because it's superoxide dismutase has to be made in the cell. And there's, along with catalase, and there's really no way to supplement for it.
Well, so it's the C60 molecule that is able to do that job.
Yes, and like people, what people will notice when you do it, take C60, first thing people really notice is an increase in mental functionality. I mean, your cognitive ability goes up, and mental clarity goes up, like brain fog goes away. And then you also notice a big increase in energy, because now your cells, mitochondria, are making ATP, and that's everywhere in your body. And so that's what people usually notice the first. And then over time, you get other benefits. Like one of the other ones is C6, the mitochondria also make pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones. So after you take C60, it takes a few weeks, but then your hormone levels begin to rise. And it's not just in one particular organ. It's in all the glands and organs that make hormones, because now their mitochondria are ramped up and making pregnenolone. Now they can make whatever hormone they make. So in the pineal gland, you'll get more melatonin, so you get better sleep. In the pituitary hypothalamus complex, you'll get more like human growth hormone or half a dozen other master hormones. In the adrenals, you get more mineral corticoids, and that kind of regulates blood pressure a lot. And also you get glucocorticoids, which help with regulating the blood sugar. And then you have the androgens the adrenals produce, and those are converted to who you are, either into testosterone and estrogen. So like people, both sexes will notice a big increase in libido after you take C60.
You know, that's just so amazing, isn't it, Ken? Because you're dealing with such a fundamental regenerator of the key systems of the body, right? That's why
Yes.
It has so many potential benefits.
Yeah, and people notice as you get on, like people who take C60 for a while, you know, C60 also wipes out senescent cells. Those are zombie cells in your body. They basically should be gone. Their DNA is damaged, but they keep hanging out. C60 gets rid of them, and then that stimulates stem cell production. So if you have C60, you're also going to have a high level of stem cells, which are going to replace the damaged cells, which are now gone. They've been apoptosis programmed cell death, and now you have new cells that can function the way they're supposed to. And so a lot of times, like we've had people who've taken thyroid medicine for decades, you know, get off half the medicine or more. Some got off it entirely. We had a guy, like, he was 70 years old. He'd been taking he went into his doctor. He had testosterone level of 350, which is pretty low. So the doctor gave him cream, so he was hanging out in the low 700s. Then he started taking C60. He went into his doctor the next time after that, and he had testosterone level of 1,200. So his doctor backed him off of the creams he was taking. So those are examples of kind of what happens with C60 over time. It kind of brings the body back to homeostasis and functionality. So it kind of works the way it used to be when you were much younger.
Yeah, so maybe we can just explore that a little bit more so people can understand. You can take supplements, you can take testosterone hormones, you can do so many things. In fact, it can get so overwhelming for people because everything sounds so good, right? I mean, I've gotten caught up in that. Oh, I want one of those, and I want that supplement, and that sounds great. So you can be taking a lot of supplements, but that isn't necessarily the best strategy because we aren't, number one, possibly absorbing it. We may be overdoing it. And number two, we may not really be getting to the real issues that are supporting our body's ability to heal and function. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on that, which, you know, I think it's an important conversation to have for people.
Well, yeah, C60 isn't a magic pill. I mean, it's only one tool in the tool book for good health. So, you know, the good things like exercise, eating properly, getting enough sleep, and, you know, avoiding certain stressful situations, those are all really important. But the key thing about C60, it just sort of lifts the oxidative burden that the cells are under, and so they can function the way that they used to be. I mean, even before you leave the house in the morning, you've been exposed to 300 to 500 toxic chemicals, which produce antioxidative radicals, which, you know, can damage your cellular function. And then there's electromagnetic radiations, which are doing the same thing. And so that's kind of C60 kind of gives you that edge to help you, you know, overcome a lot of this level of pollution that we have to deal with in today's modern world.
Well, I would think it would give the body a huge edge because you know, being influenced by so many of those toxic, whether environmental toxins or toxins from the wireless world we're living in, which actually create very dangerous free radicals, our, you know, our beloved devices actually are generating some of the most dangerous free radicals that exist in nature, right? I mean, the peroxide nitride.
They are. Yes, and they're also GMOs in the they also, a lot of those devices, there's voltage-gated channels in our cells, and they take ions in like sodium, potassium, and calcium. And at certain frequencies, they jam those channels open. And then you have things leaking into the cell or leaking out of the cell that shouldn't be happening, and that can cause a lot of oxidative damage. So, of course, it's best to avoid those things, but, you know, you can't always do that. So C60 kind of gives you that edge to help you overcome those various health challenges we're being met with these days.
Well, I just go back to that early experience you had in with that study of rats exposed to radiation, and the ones that took C60 survived.
Yeah, that's because, you know. Ionizing radiation makes powerful oxidative radicals. It basically tears off electrons, right. And then those electrons go traveling about and stick to another cell, and then it just causes a cascade of effects. But C60 can neutralize those oxidative radicals with those free electrons and prevent it. And the other thing, too, with my eyes that healed, any muscle, any system that has a lot of mitochondria in it, that's where C60 works the best. And so, like, in your brain cells, the nerve cells, you know, that's 3 pounds in your body, and yet it uses, like, 20% of your body's energy. So nerve cells are just full of mitochondria. And then probably the next set of cells in the body which have the most mitochondria are the cells of the endocrine system, right, that make all the hormones. That's the second. And then, of course, the third is the muscles, like, you know, especially the heart. They're just full of mitochondria. So C60 kind of optimizes the function of those first. And, of course, because they're so critical to health, you can really notice a change quickly.
So what, you know, when you recommend taking C60, first of all, let's talk about how C60 is made and what the medium is that it has to be put in to make it viable.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about the oils.
When you're buying a C60 product from C60 Purple Power or anyone else, what you want to look for is the purity of the C60. You want 99.99% pure C60. And then you want to make sure it's sublimated C60. Sublimation, if you remember from high school chemistry course, is a cousin of evaporation. It's when a solid turns into a gas, then back into a solid. And so our C60 is purified in a sublimator, and it's never exposed to solvents. Now, a lot of C60 out there, and like anything less than like 99.9% or something you hear like that, that's almost like a sublimated, that's like a solvent-based C60, because sublimation is always makes a very pure quality. And so they use methyl benzene, which is also toluene, which is a powerful industrial solvent. And then they dissolve the C60 out of the production ashes, and then they run it through diffusion columns, and eventually they get the C60, but then they have to bake the solvent out. And no matter how much you bake the solvent out of the C60, there's always a little solvent left, right? And that's, you know, it's a powerful industrial solvent. It's a toxic cancer-causing chemical, and you really don't want that in your C60. So you always want to look for 99.99% and sublimated. And then the second thing you want to do is you want to look for C60 in the right carrier oils. You know, there's some oils out there that, you know, are really long shelf life, like canola oil or sunflower oil or safflower oil or soybean oil, but they're really high in omega-6s, so they're actually inflammatory, which is, you know, what C60 is, you know, going against. And so you really don't want to take those oils at all in your body. It's really bad for your health. Then on the other side, there's really healthy oils for you, like fish oil, flaxseed oil, and hemp seed oil. because they're really rich in omega-3s, but they go rancid really quickly. Like, you should never buy, you know, a fish oil off the shelf. You should always buy it in the refrigerated section of your health food store, because you don't know how long it's been on the shelf. Chances are it's rancid. So at C60 Purple Power, we basically picked like three, like Goldilocks oils. We have C60 in all organic olive oil. You know, the Mediterranean diet, people have been using it for thousands of years. But, you know, for me, I have a sensitive digestive system, and olive oil tends to go through me, especially if I take too much. So I also have C60 in avocado oil, which is a really healthy oil for you. It's great and a good balance of omega-3s and omega-6s, but it's really easy digested for the body. And then we also have it in MCT coconut oil. Now, MCT stands for medium chain triglycerides, and they can be turned by your liver into ketones, which can be immediate fuel for your cells. So people that have glucose processing issues, like type 2 diabetes or others, other, you know, insulin resistance, MCT oil is really great, and also athletes use it for in high performance sports. So those are the three oils that we offer C60 in.
And it needs to be put into an oil base for it to be used, right?
Yeah. C60 has no solubility in water at all, so it has to be dissolved in oil as a single molecule. You know, particles of C60, sometimes you read about them, they don't have any health benefit at all and can actually be inflammatory. So you want to make sure your C60 product is using dissolved C60, because that's the only type that has health benefits. And usually when you're taking C60, you'd be, for most people, if they're mid-aged and mid-weight, it's like a teaspoon a day in the morning. And if you're a little bit older and heavier, it's about a tablespoon a day. But usually it's really not much more than that, and unless you're really old or really big. And we also like to recommend it in the morning because it tends to kind of ramp up the energy levels. So if you take it late at night, it can keep you awake.
Another question, since it's oil-based, should it be taken with food for better absorption, or do you think it just is okay on its own, away from food?
Well, it really matters if your body is used to digesting healthy oils, then you could probably take it on an empty stomach. But if you've never really taken oil directly before, it might just go through you. So you could just put it, mix it in with your breakfast food, or put it into a smoothie. A lot of people use it in a coffee, the MCT in coffee, and make it paleo coffee. So you can take it with food in the morning, or if your body's adjusted to taking oil straight, you can just take it on an empty stomach.
So because so many illnesses are now being recognized as a compromised functioning of the mitochondria, this is a really growing area of research and understanding, the role of the mitochondria, these internalized little factories of generating so many important things, including the energy the signaling molecules that communicate to every single cell to do their job. What have you found with C60 in children? Has it been able to help children dealing with autism and spectrum issues or other health issues?
Well, because C60 is not approved by the FDA, we can't, like, encourage people. It's kind of an adult choice. And so we kind of put it that we have adults that have given it, you know, parents who have given it to their children, and they have found a lot of improvement in their kids with Alzheimer's. I mean with ADD, what is it?
Autism.
Autism. And there's another type that's really close to autism. I'm trying to remember it right now. Asperger's. Yeah, ADHD and especially Asperger's people, adult Asperger sufferers have had really great results with C60, because it's kind of like autism but a little bit less, and also adults can kind of communicate more how it's helped them. Like their anxiety went totally away, and they said it was like for the first time in their life they felt normal. So, but we have had great results with parents using it with their children, but as but for other issues, we can't you know, recommend that because it's C60 is really an adult. But adults can make choices for their kids as well.
I know. I understand. You have to be careful at what is said. But because this is really supporting the healthy functioning of the mitochondria, which is under such attack these days, right? I mean, everything is compromising our body's ability to get the right signals to perform key functions. This is the key
Yeah, there's just so many toxic chemicals, and people are under such stress these days and that's kind of, there's a thing called the pregnenolone steal. Usually happens in the adrenals, and you know, your cells can only produce so much pregnenolone, and then if you're really under stress, it's all going to be used to make cortisol, right? And then there isn't enough left over for the androgens, which make the sex hormones or the mineral corticoids or glucocorticoids, and so other parts of the systems in the body can kind of go haywire because they don't have enough inputs to keep them functioning. And that's what kind of C60 does, because C60 returns, you know, mitochondria function. Mitochondria make the pregnenolone, so your pregnenolone levels rise. And now there's enough pregnenolone to make whatever hormones that need to be made. And the body selects what hormones, you know, it wants and needs, right? It's not like hormone replacement therapy where you're taking just one type of hormone. But pregnenolone can be turned into virtually any type of hormone.
Yeah, that's so exciting for me to hear, because my focus has been on hormones and women's health for so many years, to find solutions that, you know, that are supporting the regeneration of these hormones at these fundamental levels is really critical, right? It's like really generating the source from which the hormones are made, which is the best way to go rather than to supplement and take these hormones. In fact, when I was really researching and writing about the role of progesterone, which I've written a lot about, I found that for women who had hormonal problems, it would be effective for maybe 3 months or so, but then it lost its effectiveness in managing the symptoms because it was being used to support the adrenals, right, which relies on it. So it was like, the adrenals are so fundamental and such a high priority in the body that is where we really want to go to support so many of the functions, and particularly with blood sugar levels and minerals and such. Yeah.
And most people don't know it, but pregnenolone is actually made out of LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, but it's actually good cholesterol. And in your body, when you're younger, all that LDL cholesterol is being processed into pregnenolone. But when your mitochondria slow down as you get older, then it's not being processed, and that LDL cholesterol hangs out in your arteries, gets oxidized, and after it gets oxidized, it'll stick to your arteries and veins and make plaques. And so one people have noticed when they take C60 is their LDL cholesterol levels go down.
Because it's being used. Wow. It's quite profound what this molecule is able to do. And, because it's recently been discovered, and I'm sure there's ongoing research happening now that we know about this molecule, is there anything that has been done recently on the research side of things?
Some have come out. I mean, the human research, the first study was on wrinkles. They used C60 and oil used topically. Significantly decreased lines and wrinkles in Japanese women. And then they used it topically again on hair, and they found that C60 increased hair growth. But anyone who takes C60 internally will notice like increased nail growth and hair growth. That's like another common thing with C60. They found in another study it moderated the release of histamines from human mast cells. And then they took that to an animal study, and they had animals that would go into aphylactic shock when exposed to a allergen, and the ones that had been given C60 didn't go into aphylactic shock, like the control rats. So it stopped, you know, the cytokine storm. And also they had one where they found that it would, in rats, they found it would, it not only did, because it was an anti-inflammatory, right? So they found that C60 would reduce inflammation in the joints. So they had these rabbits where they were doing an experiment, and not only did C60 reduce inflammation significantly in the joints of the rabbits, but it stimulated the production of cartilage. So the rabbits actually regrew their joints. So, and they've had all kinds of other studies. There's a post-traumatic stress study that's going to come out soon, how C60 has really helped soldiers with post-traumatic stress get to the next level. So there hasn't been too much quite lately, a lot of animal studies, but the human studies, I know they're out there. They just haven't been released yet. And they're done by universities usually, or other institutions, not by pharmaceutical companies, because C60 is a natural substance, so it can't be patented. Yeah. So there's not a lot of motivation for a pharmaceutical company to support C60.
Well, so when you're talking about the PTSD, do you think it's because of being able to regenerate, take away the oxidative stress in the brain, in the neurons, in the whatever part of our brain?
That appears to be the case. Like with my retina and Gary's retina, they heal, but the retina is actually part of the brain. And the brain is just full, the nerve cells are full of mitochondria. So I think a lot of the post-traumatic stress people, their brains are just not functioning, you know, for some toxins, the stress, and, you know, which causes inflammation. So when they take C60, it knocks that inflammation down. It lifts the oxidative burden, and now their brain cells can function correctly. And then the treatments to help post-traumatic stress syndrome can actually work. And we've actually worked with some vets on this, and it's been really amazing how it's been able to help them. I mean, because they were doing the treatments, they weren't getting much benefit. They take the C60, and now the treatments work. And so that's one of the benefits we've discovered with C60.
So if people were interested in taking C60 and they're dealing with whether it's arthritis or moods or whatever, what would you encourage them to encourage them to get the benefits, how long would they, what's the minimum amount of time they would need to be taking C60 to see real results happen, generally speaking?
Well, usually within the first week or two, people will see an increase in energy and mental clarity. Okay, that's the first thing you see. Kind of the brain fog goes away. And then a little bit afterwards, people notice a rise in motivation. That's because when C60 suppresses inflammation, and it could be in your gut, it could be in your joints, it could be, you know, places you don't know. And when C60 gets everywhere in your body, because it passes the blood barrier, passes the brain barrier, brain-blood barrier, and the gut barrier too. And so it's when inflammation goes down, you get a rise in dopamine production. So that's kind of like the motivation molecule that gets you up. So then your motivation levels go up. And then as time goes by, you're going to like notice a better immune system. Everything just starts working better because once your cells lift the oxidative burden, they can produce proteins and neurotransmitters and other substances to rebuild themselves without getting damaged from oxidative radicals. And then also the cell can spend a lot of time cleaning out the junk that's accumulated. So in about 3 months with rebuilding of cells and cleaning out the junk, there's just like a much bigger growth of energy. And then long-term users of C60, many of them have found that their average telomere length, which is a measurement of aging, actually increases. So they've gotten like a little bit younger from taking C60. But that's a long-term thing with 3 or 4 years. So you just notice continuous improvements. First, you notice the first really quick ones, and then there's like just a long improvements of health. And when people actually notice things is they notice when they stop taking C60. A lot of the little problems come back, and then they begin to notice them. Because a lot of times if a problem goes away, and it doesn't go away overnight, kind of gradually goes away, you just forget that you had it until you stop taking C60, then you notice it came back.
So really what we're saying, it's one of these unique molecules because it's supporting the key functions of the body. It's allowing the body to really rejuvenate and regenerate. That's how I see it, right? The more you optimize functions, the more you remain ageless, and you don't need disease or pain and suffering because you're functioning at the highest possible place within yourself.
Yes, that's a good way to say it. Yes, that's what it is. You get to the optimum functioning that your body can do at your age. I mean, it's not gonna it's not the magic pill, but it certainly helps in so many ways.
Well, I don't know if there is a magic pill, but it certainly seems like C60 comes pretty close.
Yep. Yeah, and of course, we always encourage people to do all the other things. You got to have proper nutrition, proper supplementation, exercise, sleep, avoiding stress situations, whether, you know, physical or other, emotional. I mean, all of those things you need on the pathway to health. But C60 really is just helps all of that to work a little bit better.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if you're out of pain, if you're thinking better, if you're sleeping better, for sure, that will support the body in healing. It's just incorporating these powerful strategies into one's life to make the most out of our life. You know, we're not here to be struggling with disease and fatigue and brain fog. You know, we're here to live the best possible life. So I'm always searching for keys to that.
Yeah, because you got to remember, you know, it's oxidative stress and the inflammation that causes it is, you know, the core at pretty much all degenerative diseases. And there really isn't, you know, the modern allopathic medicine really doesn't treat those very well, because, you know, if you're cut, burned, or poisoned or something, or infected, you know, it's great, but degenerative diseases, allopathic medicine really doesn't have a lot of solutions.
Right. So you have a variety of other products on your website, which, by the way, if people want to check it out, you can go to c60purplepower.com. That's c60purplepower.com. What are some of the other products you've been developing, Ken?
Well, we have like it in C60 in packets. We have 30 individual packets in a box, so you can just put it in your purse or, you know, backpack or whatever, and just take it out. So it's a single serving, like a daily serving dose. We have C60 Sexy. It's an edible massage oil with C60 in it. And we're going to be coming out soon with C60 gummies.
Wow, it's stable in a gummy.
Yep. Yep, it took us a long time to figure that out. Absolutely. It was not to put oil in a gummy and to get it to work. That was it was quite an effort, but we finally succeeded. And I think maybe in the next 2 months or something, we'll have that product up too.
So lots of ways that people can enjoy their C60,
yes.
Which actually, I've taken your C60. It doesn't really have much of a taste anyway. It's just like,
no,
you know, just the taste of oil, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and MCT oil has almost no taste, and so does avocado, has a really mild taste. Extra virgin olive oil has a bit of a taste, but if you're used to it, it's not a. But you have the choice of what you want to take it in.
Okay, so is there anything else that we didn't get to say or cover, Ken? As we kind of, you know, last, you know, a few minutes or so of the show. I know there's so much.
Oh, yes, there is. But, I mean, I think we covered the core important parts. You know, whenever you're – the thing looking for a C60 product is 99.99% purity of the C60. You want to have it sublimated C60, and if they don't say sublimated, it's almost solvent-based. It's guaranteed to be solvent-based. And then the healthier carrier oils. And those are the three things you need to look for in a C60 product.
And would your suggestion be including C60 as a regular part of your healthy nutritional protocol? It's ongoing. I would imagine, especially the more we age or the more stress we're under or the more toxins we're exposed to, C60 becomes an essential part of the, you know, program to stay healthy.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely it's a daily thing. I'm on intermittent fasting, by the way, which I'd encourage anybody out there to test for. I mean, I always had, you know, I had a little bit extra weight, and I did all kinds of diets and whatever to get rid of it. And until I discovered intermittent fasting, none of them worked. And so I usually take C60 when I break my intermittent fast in the morning. I'm on the 18-hour no eat plan, and 6 hour eating windows. I usually break my fast with C60 and some oil, and then breakfast and or lunch depending on what it is. And so that's kind of it's part of my health and a lot of other people's health. For it's one of those things you can just take forever.
Yeah, I would think so. I also do intermittent fasting. Seems to be what's making people aware of the fact that we eat too much, and too much food actually can stress out the mitochondria, and they function so much better when we're eating less, but of the best food for our health and well-being.
Yes. Yeah, I think, staying away from glyphosates in grains is really, really important, because that damages the bacterial flora in your gut and also causes inflammation in the gut lining. So, a lot of people have gluten intolerance, but a lot of times that gluten intolerance is actually glyphosate intolerance. So that's just something important to avoid.
And, I mean, all those things are damaging to our mitochondria, so we need to support the health of our mitochondria.
Yes, and so that's, C60 is one of the few things, until C60 came along, there were very little you could do to support mitochondria. They had some stuff. It was pretty slow and wasn't very effective. But with C60, it can restore mitochondria function very rapidly because it's an SOD mimic. It gets right into the cells, right into the mitochondria, and starts immediately working to improve health.
Yeah, this has been so fascinating. I think that this is a whole new area for people to explore and to understand, and especially if you're dealing with any chronic illness or any illness, that's causing you discomfort, to really investigate underlying causes, to understand more of the role of our mitochondria, and to investigate more about C60. And if you want to actually learn more, and if you'd like to even try some, then the C60 Purple Power product really is one of the best out there. And thank you for your commitment to creating the highest quality and purest product available. Like anything, Ken, you have to kind of find your way, navigate your way through all the choices and learn all the specifics so you find the very best product, and that's what you have done. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that work.
I started making it for friends and family and for myself because, I wanted to make the best product possible, and there was pretty much limited out there. Everybody was in the olive oil. You couldn't really trust. Some of them were a little questionable, so I made sure that I made a quality product for myself, friends and family, and then it kind of got out. My alternative healthcare people started using it. Then they started, it had great results. They gave it to their patients. They had great results. And then some internet influencers mentioned me on the internet. And now there's, people are hearing about C60 all over the world.
Now it's getting out there into the universe once again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's still in the pre-adapter stage. Most people don't know anything about it.
So if people want to try it, Ken and his company has provided a discount for you. If you just put Dr. Selman, if you go to c60purplepower.com/Dr. Selman, which obviously is my name, Dr. Selman, then you'll get a 20% discount on your product. So that's a great incentive to get people to try some C60. What would you say, Ken? Take it for a minimum of a month, 3 months? What would be the recommendation?
Take it for a minimum of a month. Get like an 8-ounce bottle or maybe a 4-ounce bottle and just take it. You'll notice immediately the differences. And then, you get immediate rise in, a lot of good stuff, and then a more gradualized rise in health as it goes on. And people, people don't always notice when they have good health, but they'll notice if they stop taking C60 for a while, then they say, whoa, that's a big difference. So that's kind of how people notice it, because you don't notice when things go away, but you sure notice when they come back.
For sure. Well, this has been, as always, a really enlightening conversation, and that's why I wanted you to come back, Ken, because I think this work And what you are doing is so exceptional. I wanted people to understand it in more depth and to appreciate what you have been so dedicated to bringing into the world and the benefits that people are receiving. So thank you for, you know, being here, for the great work you're doing. And yeah, I'm so grateful that I've found my way to you and have been taking your great product. So again, it's c6vpurplepower.com, and for that 20% discount, don't want to miss that, go add DR for Dr. DR Selman. So it's c6vpurplepower.com/Dr. Selman. Ken, thanks so much for everything you do, for your time today, for the great work you've done to bring this amazing molecule into the marketplace and have it benefit so many people in so many ways. We're also grateful to you.
Well, thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure, and look forward to learning more about C60 down the track. So have a great day, Ken, and thank you again for what you're doing. And thank you to all my listeners for joining me for another one of these great conversations. So enlightening. There are so many solutions to regain our health and to support our longevity, which is even better. So until next time, I always like to say, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.